My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your morning to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is priceless. We need to be on top of our game. We need to be aware, and we need to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to be as healthy as we can as well. It's a lot of work, though. You know, there is no magic wand, and many times there's work involved, and we have to make changes, and change is an ugly word. But, you know, I will guarantee you that anyone that has re-achieved better health and regained something that they've lost in the healthy arena and are feeling better than they ever have in the past will always tell you that it was well worth the struggle, well worth the work that was involved, even though we probably were complaining all the way through. Once we achieved it, we were probably feeling better than we had in a very, very long time. You know, today we want to do everything we can to feel better. And our lives are more stressful, and there's more signs of the stress in our lives affecting our health. And today we're going to be talking about our gut, and we're going to be talking about our intestines and our stomach, and, you know, what we can do to make a difference. Because what we usually do is we gravitate towards symptomatic cover-ups. Because let's face it, when you don't feel good and you're feeling all of these terrible symptoms, what's the first thing that we all want to do? We want the symptoms to go away. The problem is, somewhere along the line, we have been convinced, or we've convinced ourselves, that when the symptoms are gone, we fix the problem. And if the symptoms are out of sight, out of mind, we tend to not make changes. We tend to actually focus on, you know, just thinking that we've got it under control, and then we don't do any of the other things we should be doing, like making dietary changes and managing our stress and getting a better night's rest and actually seeing and taking a look at the things that we are consuming every day, because since the symptoms are gone, we kind of move forward. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. It's the Staying Healthy radio show. If you're back again, thanks for coming back. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry and always the relevant topics for today's world. The things we need to talk about, the things we should be talking about, and, you know, in most cases, the things we don't talk enough about. So we want to make sure that we have the information at our fingertips. We want to search out people of knowledge and people that can share information with us that's relevant, but also truthful, honest, and information that's usable to help us maybe achieve a better state of health. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, and I send you there for good reason. Not only are they Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer and in their fourth decade in the Valley, but because the people are knowledgeable. They have great information to share. They're up to date on all of the relevant topics. Their store carries the best of the best products in every single category. And the great thing is that when you leave, you have information to work with. And those questions that have been driving you crazy for a long time, you'll have answers to those. And it's just good to have in your pocket a go-to group of people that are going to be there for you with the most important part of your daily life, which is your health and well-being. You know, we search out people that are really good in things like electronics or a great mechanic or a great lawyer, you know, but we tend to kind of just grab something off a shelf when it comes to our health. Our priorities are just a little bit out of sync. You should always search out the best of the best products. If you're going to get healthy, choose the best you can get to make a difference. Talk to people that have the most knowledge and go to a place that you feel comfortable with or the people that will earn your trust very quickly. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, scroll down, print yourself a coupon to use for your next visit to the store. And, of course, enter your email address so that you'll start getting their newsletters, which are really, really good. They've really done a lot of updating. I got my newsletter a couple weeks ago for the last one they sent out, and I read the whole thing. I thought it was great. So good job to the folks at Stay Healthy and to their webmaster who's working with them to get these things done. They're working really hard on it. It's StayHealthyLasVegas.com. You'll really enjoy their webpage. And, of course, to stay in touch, like them on Facebook, of course. And you'll get the daily post. You'll find out what's going on in the store, in the industry. They'll talk about their gift baskets that they give away every month. All you have to do is enter to win, and they'll let you know what's going on within the store. Well, today we're going to be talking about a couple products from Barleen's that are extremely effective for the gut, the platinum line, the stomach, and the intestinal repair. But I wanted to kind of touch base a little bit on what's going on out there. Every day, you know, it either happens to you or somebody you know, but it's very, very common for a lot of us to have our stomachs just be upset. When your stomachs are really upset, it can be distressing, it could be very painful, it could be even more upsetting to us when we don't know really what's causing it. A lot of times, you know, we're stressing out over a lot of things. You know, I made a post this morning that most of the things that we really stress out about rarely happen. You know, but we stress out about them nonetheless, and we truly do have a tendency to kind of bottle up a lot of these feelings and tie our guts in a knot. Now, we also have to remember that a lot of the stuff that we're doing to ourselves, that we're consuming, and the foods that we're consuming, and the stress that we're swallowing, and the unresolved things that we're not dealing with, it seems to center right in our gut. And our gut being kind of a nucleus for all the good things that happen in the body, when there's a lot of bad things going on, I mean, it is pretty disheartening. Some of the common things that we kind of experience today, and these are also the things that we run to the drugstore for, or we go talk to our gastroenterologist about because we're annoyed by them, like gas. Gas is probably one of the most common and least serious conditions. And having gas in your digestive system is probably more annoying than anything else. The thing is, it can cause a surprising amount of pain. And it's also responsible for sometimes heavy bloating. A change in our diet, drinking more water, chewing our food a little bit better, watching what we actually are consuming and some of our combinations of food can make a dramatic difference. Now, I will say that when you're dealing with digestive problems, I am always the first to recommend a probiotic and a digestive enzyme to take off the stress. But today we're going to be talking about doing some of the repair for some of the damage that we've allowed to happen around us. You know, we tend not to go to the source of anything. We tend to like localize and kind of pen in, if you will, and kind of lasso all these symptoms, and we put them into a category. And then the first thing we want to do is do everything we possibly can do to get rid of these symptoms, which are so annoying, and they do alter the quality of your life. Let's just face it. But like I said, I always recommend a digestive enzyme and a probiotic because I think that they make a difference not only with the food that you are consuming, good and or bad, but also the supplements that you're using. Because if your gut is not working properly and not doing what it should be doing, sometimes we're going through the motions with not just our food, but also with our supplements as well. Now, constipation, huge billion-dollar industry, and they bank on people eating badly so that they will be gravitating toward laxatives and things to move our bowels. Constipation happens when our digestive system can't pass a stool. That's what it is. This is often caused by poor diet and also dehydration and also extremely painful. Many people make the mistake for constipation thinking it's something more serious, but because it really is so uncomfortable, You know, it's the first thing we think that it is. And the thing is, if you are having chronic constipation on a regular basis, and you may be noticing not only weird discharge coming out with your stool or blood in your stool, you do need to go into your gastroenterologist and get tested, because colon rectal cancer is on the rise, and it could be nothing other than maybe a hemorrhoid or something else, but it's always best to know what is going on. We have to be more concerned about our guts than and our intestinal tracts than we are. You know, I said a long time ago, if our stomach and our digestive elimination cycle was on the outside of our body and you could visibly see it when it wasn't working properly and it was all clogged up and sludged up, I guarantee you that we would be doing everything we possibly can, because, you know, God forbid, we wouldn't want anyone to see us all backed up and plugged up and showing how badly we are taking not quality care of ourselves. But because everything's on the inside, and it's a topic that people don't talk enough about, you know, I think that we have a tendency to kind of glaze over it. We should be well aware of how our body is working, what our stool looks like. I mean, are you having a full-size stool? Are you having diarrhea? Are you having ribbons? Are you having pencil-shaped bowel movements? These are things that you should be concerned about. You know, just because you're having a bowel movement, you're facing the other direction, people should look at their stool. It's really that important, because if you're not eliminating the waste like you should, it could also be that you are not absorbing the good stuff that you are putting in. So constipation is an issue. Gastritis, another word used very, very commonly, closely associated with ulcers, gastritis, inflammation of the lining of the stomach. It does signal significant pain for many people, sometimes during meals, other times in between eating, sometimes actually while you're consuming. It is caused by bacteria in the stomach, the same bacteria that causes ulcers, small sores on the stomach lining. Now, irritable bowel syndrome, very commonly talked about today. It's a pretty big category. This is a condition causing, once again, inflammation of the large intestines. Doctors do not understand exactly what causes it. Symptoms include stomach pain, nausea, bloating, gas, weight loss. Women are more likely to be diagnosed than men, possibly due to the hormonal link, but there are men, I think it's creeping up because of the, you know, the lack of focus we have on the foods we're consuming, as well as not taking care of ourselves and not tuning up our digestive system. Now, Crohn's disease, like IBS, this is something my mother has. Crohn's disease causes inflammation in the digestive system. But in Crohn's disease, the inflammation is more widespread. It can cause pain, diarrhea, fatigue, weight loss, also malnutrition due to the inability to properly digest foods, and pain and discomfort to the point where it's actually debilitating. Bowel obstructions are a lot more common than you think they are. And believe it or not, a lot of them happen in the winter months. And somebody asked me the other day, why do you think that people have blockages and severe clogging of their colon in the winter? And I said, because they don't hydrate. See, in the summer, we notice the signs of dehydration. But in the winter, because we're not sweating and hot and feeling the heat, we tend to not drink the water that we did in the summer. And when you're not getting enough fluid and enough moisture in your body and through the intestines, the stools get very, very hard. And if they don't stay moist enough to move through very easily, they can become lodged very easily. So we see a lot more urinary tract and bladder and kidney infections and prostate infections in the winter due to lack of fluid and dehydration, and we see tons of more constipation and bowel obstructions. So what does that mean? It means you drink the same amount of water year round. Don't base it on the calendar. Don't base it on the heat. Get your 8 to 10 glasses in every single day and just hydrate your body the way that we were taught to do when we were kids, you know, and don't think you know better and you're going to outthink it, because you're not. Diverticulitis, another common term used. These are small lumps that can form in the large intestine and generally cause no problems. However, if they become inflamed or infected, you'll develop diverticulitis, which is, once again, pain, nausea, fever, constipation, and plenty of discomfort. So we want to make sure that we are doing all the things that we should be doing. And I think that when Barlean's decided to come out with these two products, I think that it really kind of, you know, just let us know that the importance is there for doing some repair work. It's not just about covering everything up with the purple pill. It's not about using an antacid to just soothe the discomfort that you're going through, or drinking something that coats your stomach just to make you feel better temporarily, because that's all those things are Band-Aids. Now, bringing in a digestive enzyme and probiotics, we know that they help out. They build good friendly bacteria, and an enzyme gives you what you used to have in your gut that you don't have any longer. But how do we address some of the abuse that we put our body through? And how do we address some of the things that, you know, probably are not getting the focus that they should be getting? And I think this line of platinum that came out from Barleen's, I think it's not only overdue in the industry, but I think it's something that has not really been focused on correctly. These two products I want to talk to today can be used separately. They can also be used together, and they really do take the situation of repairing your body from the inside on some of these very, very sensitive areas to a level that is extremely noticeable. It's one of those things where, you know, when you make a recommendation for this, you will hear back from the person in a very short period of time. And, you know, when you're feeling better and you've noticed a difference, you know, it's life changing. So let's talk a little bit about the stomach repair. When your stomach is really healthy, we comfortably do the job that we are meant to do, which means digest our food, break things down, put them into smaller forms, and then able to absorb things back into the body. Our stomach's very thick protective lining can easily withstand the acidic enzymes that are needed to break down food. But if you have heartburn or other serious stomach upset problems, chances are it's a sign that your stomach lining is in need of repair. Stomach Repair from Barleen's is formulated to help calm stomach upset, including heartburn, indigestion, ulcers, and reflux. Now, the wonderful thing about this is it's very quick acting. Now, I was asked one time by someone, it says, you know, I carry the stomach repair with me and I take it about 3 times a week. And I found that that just has really made a difference. But I take it with me when I travel, because I find that when I'm on the road, I'm eating different foods and I'm doing different things. And it's a lot easier for my stomach to get irritated. So when I'm traveling, I use it every day. And they said, what do you think about that? And I said, I think that's fantastic. I think you're listening to your body and you're doing repair work on a maintenance level, but you're also giving yourself a proactive way of putting a priority onto your gut and making sure that you're not, you know, chasing, you know, relief. So when you look at the stomach repair, it contains a combination of natural ingredients that work on areas that you probably want to focus on, like repairing your stomach lining. If our stomach lining is repaired and we don't have any leaky gut situations going on, and we don't have any cracks and crevices that leave us open to infection and burning and sensitivity and sores on the lining of the stomach, you know, we want to make sure that everything is smooth and healthy in our gut. It also thickens your stomach lining, its protective lining, which keeps all those acids from damaging the lining of the stomach. This product is also used for helping to reduce harmful bacteria and for helping to absorb toxins that build up in our stomach. So who's a candidate for the stomach repair? I think most of us at the time were probably in our 30s and 40s. We've probably done enough damage by then that some repair work of the stomach would be a good thing. If you go to your drugstore and you go into the digestion, constipation, bloating, laxative, unhealthy gut aisle, which is, you know, not a section, not a shelf, but an aisle these days, you will see that it is a huge billion-dollar industry that the pharmaceutical companies are banking on, because they know that we do not take good care of ourselves, and we do not think about the repairing of our stomach and our gut lining, and we do not think about all the things that we do to ourselves every day. But what we do instead think of is, how do we make it go away now? How do we take away the signs of our body talking to us or screaming at us that we're doing something incorrectly, or we're not focusing on the healthy things for our stomach? They know that we will go in and use the things that say relief. And, you know, the interesting thing about packaging in drugstores is the labels are usually what sell the product. It's like cold and flu season. When you go to the cold and flu season aisle and you're miserable because you got the flu, you got a cold, and you're reading labels, what's the product that you usually grab? It's the one that lists most or all of your annoying symptoms on the front. You know, when it says multi-symptom relief product and it starts listing all the things that are annoying you and frustrating you and making you sick and making you miserable. So you start looking for the things that say flu, fever, sweating, upset stomach, diarrhea, coughing, choking, sinus, mucus. And you start reading the label and you're like, oh, I've got all of that. I'll take this one. This one lists more of the things than the one next to it. So that's what we do. And we basically buy it by the label. But then again, we don't read the back label. We don't find out what the side effects are. We don't read what we can or can't take it with, what medications we can or can't take it with. We have to make sure that we're really reading the label because of the fact that sometimes we need to make sure that we are not adding to things like thyroid and blood pressure problems because of the chemicals that are added to our over-the-counter relief product for flu and cold. So reading labels is really important. So when it comes to stomach upset and stomach digestive problems, people are not standing in the digestion aisle of the drugstore saying, well, I'm having this flare-up right now. What was it that I did that got me here? And, you know, what do I need to change? We're not thinking that at all. And if you think you are, you're not, because what you're thinking is, I'm miserable right now, and I want something to make me feel better right now. What do you have that's going to make my stomach stop burning? What do you have that's going to stop me from burping and stop me from having an upset stomach that's sensitive to the touch, or my diarrhea, or my constipation? I mean, what do we have right now that I can use to get me through the day? And we throw that in there to everything. I need to get through the day. You know, it's the same thing we do when we're trying to get energy, you know, and we're exhausted. We stayed out too late and we haven't been sleeping well and we're loading caffeine and sugar all day long. And then we look at the clock and it's 2 o'clock and you're thinking, oh, what can I do now just to get me through the next 3 hours, just to get me through the day once again? When it comes to your stomach, like I said before, probiotics and enzymes, if you're not taking care of your stomach, are things that you need. Those are staples like your multiple vitamin and your powdered greens and your omega-3 fatty acids. Those are all your foundation products. But when you take a step back and you think to yourself, if I've been experiencing this for a long time, how much damage have I done to the lining of my gut? And, you know, people go in for those endoscopies or they go in for their colonoscopies. You know, when you're getting an endoscopy, they're going down and looking at your stomach through your mouth. And when they're doing a colonoscopy, they're going up the other side and they're looking. And you'd be surprised how many times the first word they use is there's a lot of redness and sensitive tissue and it's inflamed. Inflammation. Anything that has an itis or inflammatory thing attached to it can cause much more problems. So the idea of using the Barlean stomach repair to me makes such good sense because I understand that I'm doing good things with probiotics and enzymes. I understand. I've changed my diet over to something that's very healthy. I'm drinking plenty of water even though it's cold outside and I'm listening and getting my hydration. But it just doesn't seem like things are functioning properly. And many times it's because the state of disarray in your gut is kind of keeping you from getting to where you need to be, because sometimes all the energy and everything we're doing every day is trying to get the job done, but have a little bit of energy left to maybe do a little repair work. You know, seal up some of the cracks and crevices, maybe reduce some of the redness and the inflammation, and maybe work on that lining of the gut, or maybe help with absorbing some of the toxins. This is a beautiful product. I really, really do like this a lot. And I think that it tastes really good. It comes in a vanilla chai flavor. Now, you can drink this in like a little bit of almond milk in the morning, and you could drink it warm or cold. I have some people that take it once or twice a day. And I can't tell you how many people have come back and said, you know, this not only made me feel better, but it made my stomach feel like it was working better. Now, it does its repair work. It uses 200 times extract of aloe vera and DGL licorice to protect the delicate stomach lining. It also helps us with elimination with mastic gum and golden seal and grapefruit extract to help eliminate harmful bacteria and get that out of our system. And then the process of using probiotics is building healthy bacteria. So that's really well, good way of working together. It also does some cleansing with activated charcoal. Charcoal is known to absorb many, many times its weight in toxins to assist our body in eliminating the toxins generated when antimicrobial herbs perform their functions. And it's also used for strengthening. That DGL really does help to restore the thickness and the health of the stomach's protective mucus coating. So the stomach repair comes in this delicious vanilla chai flavor, mixes in your favorite smoothie or milk, almond milk. I have some people to put it in a little yogurt. You could be very creative. It's non-GMO, sugar-free, gluten-free. It's a great product. And if you try it for a month, because you already have a history of some stomach upset and discomfort, I think you're going to be so pleased. You know, when Barlean's came out with this line of Platinum, you know, and I've said it, I don't know how many times over way over 25 years I've been doing radio shows with them. You know, I've said it so many times that the reason that they come out with a new branch off the foundation of the Barlean's tree, and a branch meaning a new division or a new sector of products, the only reason they bring new products to the industry is, number one, they're relevant and they're needed. And they're listening to the consumer problems that are out there. And they also see and feel that there's a real need for some of these things to be brought about. And they also know at this point that they can do it right, make a change and a difference, make their products relevant, and also be able to show a difference. So people want to come back and do it again. And when all those things are in line, then they'll, you know, think about coming out with this line. And this Platinum line has been it's beautiful. It's brilliant. And it is loaded with nutrients. And even the boxing and the labeling is intricate because they took a lot of pride in coming out with this. So if you are one of those people that have got some stomach problems, you really do need to look at the stomach repair. Now, adversely, a lot of us that are having trouble with our stomachs are probably having some trouble with our intestines as well. Now, the intestinal repair, this is a mixed berry flavor, and it's really delicious. We have to remind ourselves that our best health begins in our gut. When healthy, the cells of our intestinal tract form a protective layer that prevent harmful substances from entering into your bloodstream. When it's damaged, unhealthy cells create openings in that layer that allow pathogens to leak into our system, causing so many different health issues. The intestinal repair is designed to repair that damage, eliminate harmful pathogens, and restore intestinal terrain. So doing repair work, very, very, very effective. Now, people will say, can I have stomach problems and intestinal problems? Oh, yeah, very much so. You know, when some people are coming from a history of unhealthy living, unhealthy eating, and they're experiencing a lot of the digestive disorders that are going along with it, it is very draining on your psyche, but it is also something that zaps the energy from your body. You know, I'll tell you a funny story that I think is quite interesting. I have a really good friend at the beginning of the year, after years and years of talking to this person about making changes in their digestive system, they finally decided that they were going to switch over to a great quality diet in January. Now, for years, they've drank tons and tons of diet soda, they're smokers, they're fast food, junk food, so they got rid of everything. So starting in January, they started taking great vitamins, and I suggested a digestive enzyme and a probiotic and all the good stuff, and they were eating a Mediterranean diet, and they were feeling better. But when I talked to them in the middle of February, the conversation was, how come I'm still experiencing some of these other issues when I made all these changes? And I said, okay. I said, if every day you were taking, a knife, and you were scraping it over your knuckles every single day, and you did it every day for years and years and years, chances are you'd have scars, and they would be bleeding, and it would be inflamed. And then all of a sudden, one day you stop doing it. and it finally started to heal, but it never really looked quite right because, you know, you never put any antibiotic salves on it, never got a chance to really heal, and it was years and years and years of abuse. It would be really taking some time for it to get some really good healing, and you might even need to have plastic surgery after cutting into that top of your hand for years after year after year. Now, obviously, you weren't cutting the inside of your stomach, but you were feeding all these unhealthy foods and smoking, drinking all these acidic foods, tons of coffee, alcohol, all the bad things, but you were doing everything to an excess. Now, although you're putting in really good stuff now, and your body's learning how to redigest food with probiotics and enzymes, what do you think is going on in the lining of your stomach and your intestines? And we sat there and kind of, he looked at me for a minute and he said, I probably did a lot of damage. And I said, true. I said, but that doesn't mean that we can't do some repair work. So I suggested that he go to Stay Healthy and get the stomach repair and the intestinal repair and add them a couple times a day each. Mix them together and do them morning and evening in a little almond milk or yogurt. And he did. Now, I said, don't change anything else because everything else you're doing is your new world and your new healthy way of living and acting, and you're doing all the good things and the healthy things. So I didn't hear from him for a while. And about 6 weeks later, I heard from him, and then I saw him, and he said, can you do a quick consult? And I said, sure. So I met him at Stay Healthy, and we sat down, and I said, how are you? And he said, amazed. And I said, really? And he said, all those things that were such a problem and problematic and yelling at me for all those years, but also still noticeable even when I was doing the good things, are no longer an issue. And I said, maybe you did some repair work. And he said, I have a question. I want to stay on these. Can I maybe cut it down to once a day and stay on them? And I said, absolutely. I said, there's nothing in here that can hurt you at all. And I said, you're just going to continue to do more and better and more effective and quality repair work. So that's exactly, you know, what he's been doing since then. And I ran into him about 3-4 weeks ago, and I said, how you doing? He says, incredible. He said, I can't believe it. He goes, I love the diet. He says, I've dropped 50 pounds. He said, my stomach feels great. My energy level's off the chart. He goes, I am completely new. He goes, why did I not listen to you 10 years ago? And I said, well, you weren't ready then. I said, what you're doing is following your own heart now. You were just asking for guidance when you were ready. If we're not ready to make a change, we're not going to make it. So what this really told me, and it's made it a lot easier for me to even recommend this more often, is that even when we make great changes, sometimes we've got some baggage that needs to be corrected. You know, baggage can be really heavy. It's like relationship baggage. You know, you're in a couple bad relationships and all of a sudden you find the person of your dreams and you're happy and everything is fantastic. But all that negative baggage is kind of hanging on until you resolve it and take care of it and throw it away and talk it through and move past it and get it out of your heart, out of your mind. You still got all that baggage. And I think we create unhealthy baggage in our digestive tract and our intestinal tract. And although we may be doing all the right things now, chewing our food, drinking water, good diet, good supplements, balancing our stress, exercising, getting sleep, being more positive and less negative, maybe kicking some of those negative people to the curb because we don't need it, you know, and trying to shine and staying away from the people that are dulling our shine and telling us we can't when we know we can. You know, these are all good things that you're doing, but there may be some repair work that needs to be done. And I'm telling you that if you don't really understand the importance of a healthy gut and a healthy digestive system, it's so much more important than you can think. Now, the intestinal product, this is an amazing, amazing product. Intestinal repair, the repair part uses the DGL, but also aloe vera and marshmallow root and plantain banana and N-acetylglucosamine, quercetin. It also has MSM in there and zinc carnosine, all of those to help to repair the lining of a leaky gut. It's also very nourishing with chicory inulin and flaxseed fiber used to help to kind of fuel healthy intestinal cells. And it's also got arabinogalactans, which are also healing and nourishing. And then the cleanse part of it with berberine and perea extract to help to kind of, once again, eliminate harmful bacteria, yeast, and parasites. Now, this comes in a beautiful, delicious mixed berry flavor. Now, you can mix this in water, or juices or smoothie or yogurt. Once again, non-GMO, sugar-free and gluten-free. But I think you'll find it to be quite effective. And because it's a berry flavor and the other one's vanilla chai, you can mix them together. And it's actually kind of a nice taste. I like it that they made it taste good. Not that taste is the main part of getting healthy today, even though our palates are very discriminatory, you know, and very, very selective. That's why our palates have been conditioned to eat junk food, because our palates love junk food. They love fast food. They love those tastes. And they'll get them however they can, because they'll drive you crazy till you go get it. But the first couple weeks of switching over to a healthy diet, get ready for a fight with your palate, because your palate is going to be arguing with you every minute of every day, saying, where's the other stuff that I'm used to? Where's the stuff that I want? Where's the stuff that I crave? Give me my junk. But if you push back hard enough, after a week or 2 weeks, your palate will start saying, oh, this tastes pretty good. I kind of like this healthy stuff you're eating now. Well, this is, you know, we should have done this before. And as you retrain your palate, at the same time, you're recreating your mindset. And then your mindset is not focusing on all the junk and pulling into a fast food place or thinking junk food. We have really conditioned ourselves to eat unhealthy foods today. And, you know, it's become part of the conversation. You know, people will say, you know what do you feel like tonight for dinner? Oh, I just want junk food. I feel like fast food tonight. I feel like pizza and deep fried and ranch dip. And, you know, I want all that stuff. And, you know, no, I'm not eating healthy tonight. Tonight's my off night. Tonight's my cheat night. But then what happens is, you know, those cheat days start coming closer and closer together. And before you know it, you're right back on the same routine you were on before. So you do need to be aware that, is it okay to have a cheat day once in a while? Yes, of course it is. You've earned it. You deserve it. And if you'd want to gratify yourself that way, okay. Nothing wrong with that. It's just when we, you know, when we do it every day. That's, you know, that's when the major problems come in. So when you're dealing with your stomach and your gut, listen to what's going on. Are you having a lot of gas and bloating and heartburn? Are you having a lot of discomfort after your meal or even hours after your meal? You have a hiatal hernia. You've been to your gastroenterologist and they've told you that your gut is inflamed and irritated and you have a hiatal hernia. They're going to tell you to sleep on 3 pillows. They're going to tell you to use an acid suppressive medication. But the idea of shutting things down does not mean that you're making them better. It just means that you're not annoyed any longer by the symptoms. This doesn't apply just to our guts. Think about someone who's been on pain medication or opioids for arthritis pain and joint pain for a long time. This happened to a friend of mine, and he switched jobs after like 15 years and went to a new job. And one thing he didn't really think about was there are limits on your opioids. You can't stock up. You can't get more than a month at a time now. So it's always a month. You have to go in and see the doctor. There's no just, replacing the prescription, you know, unless you have a certain situation. Chances are you have to go see your doctor every 30 days. And then they get a office visit out of you as well. Now, that being said, he'd been on all these pain meds for a long time for arthritis. Now, during that time, he did not take any joint formulas, didn't take many omega-3s, no glucosamine, no chondroitin, no hyaluronic acid, no MSM, nothing to rebuild the joints, no extra calcium, no minerals, no nothing. He wasn't taking anything, and no matter how many times I barked, he didn't respond. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, you'll have to deal with this originally and eventually and down the road, I guarantee. So what happened was he started the new job and found out that they have a 3-month waiting list for insurance. And his other insurance ended when he ended the job. So it finally was a rude awakening that he would not be able to get any pain medicine. And 2 weeks into the new job, he was out. Well, he had a very, very heavy dose of reality because, in his words, my pain is 10 to 20 times worse than it was when I first started taking the pain medication. And I said, okay. I said, what do you think's been going on? He says, I've been covering it up but underneath the cover-up, they continue to break down, degenerate, and disintegrate and rub on the nerves and cause inflammation and pain, but I didn't feel it. And I said, exactly. I said, so covering something up basically means that you're putting a blanket over the problem. So he went to Stay Healthy, and he picked up some joint formulas. He picked up some of the joint nutrients, some omega-3s. He picked up all the good stuff they needed to do, a good multiple vitamin. He knew his gut was a mess, so he started taking probiotics and an enzyme. So when it got to the end of the 90-day period of probation and he started his insurance, he decided that he was going to hold off on the pain medicine. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm feeling so much better. He said, I take an aspirin every day because my cardiologist said to take that. And I said, okay. He said, but I'm feeling so much better. He goes, I've got my bad days. He goes, but nothing like I did 2 months ago. And he said, I think I'm going to try to do this without covering up the problem. So he's been at the new job now for a while and has still not gone back on his opioids. Now, this is huge because being on them as long as he was addicted, let's face it. And being on them as long as he was, you know, to the point where they were just part of his everyday routine. They were like food, you know, and people that are on opioids and on pain meds, they really do stay with them. And they start to, their body, as their body runs out of it, their body triggers even more pain to get you to put those drugs back in the system again because of the dependency. So the same thing is happening with our stomachs. If you've been on the purple pill and you've been using something to restrict your acid and you've been using some kind of a proton pump inhibitor, an acid restrictive medication, and you go off of it, most of the time it's once again a reality check on how bad your gut is. And most people, once they have that clarity that they've been just covering up the problem and not doing anything positive, they weren't taking any enzymes, they weren't taking any probiotics, they obviously were not doing any repair work, you know, and because they figured everything was gone, because we are very quick to give something gratification and thankfulness when it removes something that is so annoying. We will raise up our medications and our over-the-counter symptomatic fixes onto this pedestal if it makes the annoying part of our life go away. And we do that a lot with antacids and all those other things that we use for our stomach and laxatives and things that give us some kind of a relief. We elevate them to a superior situation just because they've given us, even though at the time it's, at the moment, you know, or a quick fix or a cover up, we feel better. So we celebrate it. So if you're in this category, and let's say you're already taking a multiple vitamin, you're taking your supplements, add in a probiotic and an enzyme. You need the tools to work on the food that you're eating every day. That is something, those are adding tools to make sure that you are able to absorb and benefit from the things that you're eating and consuming in your supplements. That's a foundation. But if it's been happening for a long time, check out the stomach repair, the intestinal repair. Maybe do one, then the other. Maybe try them both, depending on the severity of the problem. I think you're going to be amazingly pleased. And the reason that I think you're going to be so pleased is because of the fact that maybe for the first time in a long time, you're going to understand the inner workings of your digestive system. But you're also going to understand that by making things more digestible, and helping to make things in a more assimilable, a bioavailable, you know, consistency, you're going to get more out of it. And I think that's just a great quality that Barleans brings to the industry. They want things to be digestible. They want them to be absorbable. That's why they came out with their Seriously Delicious line, you know, of omega-3s, put them into a form where they are so much more digestible and more absorbable and delicious, and then take away the objections, the burping and the taste and the consistency, you know, why people don't want to take omega-3s. They put them into these delicious, beautiful, off-the-spoon technology, creamy texture products that are delicious. And, you know, they did the same thing with CBD, you know, way ahead of the trend. You know, the Seriously Delicious CBD in the lemon drop, very tart flavored, and also the Seriously Delicious CBD in a chocolate mint. This is for someone who wants a delicious taste, but they also want something that's really absorbable. And they're going to get 25 milligrams of CBD per serving size, which is wonderful. And the serving size is, you know, like a level teaspoon or half, depending on the person, where they're starting. But when you could take something off the spoon that tastes this delicious, that's so good for you, we are more apt to do it on a regular basis. There's a better chance, let's just put it that way, that we're going to be consistent with using it. Because if we got to choke something down and we got to gag it down and we're burping it up and it's causing us to have a terrible taste in our mouth, I don't care who you are and how dedicated you are, you're not going to do it for a long period of time. Your longevity in that is going to be very, very short and small. But I got to tell you, when we were at Expo West in the spring and the chocolate mint was the taste sensation of Expo, and people were lining up to taste it. You were seeing people taste it off these little spoons and their eyes were rolling back into their head and they were saying, oh my goodness, this is absolutely delicious. Yeah, it is delicious, but it's also effective and it's also really absorbable and bioavailable to the body. So when you can bring in amazing flavor and a taste sensation for your palate, and also know that you're going to be absorbing it more effectively, more readily, and, you know, and get the benefits that are more noticeable because of that availability of the digestibility that's in the product, you're going to use it and you're going to love it. Now, the lemon is really tart, but, you know, people love tart. People love, you know, that tart flavor. A lot of the candies that are out there today that people eat, they like them because they're tart and they're sharp to the tongue. You know, I think I'd rather have something more sweet than tart. But I mean, it just depends on your flavor. I mean, it's completely two different flavors, lemon drop and chocolate mint. I mean, that's two different categories of flavor sensation, but both of them deliver 25 milligrams of CBD per serving size. And I just think that that's pretty great. Someone just chimed in and they said, I've been using the stomach repair for about 6 months now, and it has made a dramatic difference in my gut. That's great. You know, there's nothing worse than having an upset stomach or having digestive problems and, you know, not feeling good in your stomach and wondering, what can I eat? What can I digest? What's not going to hurt my stomach? And these are things that we do think about when we have digestive problems. You know, but, you know, sometimes we need to take a step past that line of thinking and questioning and think to ourselves, you know, why is it that these foods are irritating it? Is it the food themselves, or is it the vessel of my gut that's just not healthy and can't accommodate these foods that for my entire life have been perfectly fine for me? And it's not like I have an allergy. I have a sensitivity, but do I have a sensitivity to them because of the lining of my stomach and my intestines that are unhealthy? And I think that's something we don't think about. But, you know, we go ahead and we try to cover up, and all of a sudden we feel a little better. I literally have a good friend of mine who I consider to be very, very intelligent, and a lawyer, New York, big office, law office, high stress. And we talked about his gut because his gut has been forever, had ulcers when he was younger and stresses himself into all these things. And he literally called me one day and he said, I got to tell you, I started taking one of those acid medications like 3 months ago, and all my problems went away. And I said, oh, yeah? I said, no, they didn't. He goes, no, they did. They're all gone. And I said, you covered them up. And he goes, no, I didn't. And I said, bet me. And he goes, okay. He goes, I'll take a bet. He goes, well, how do I figure this out? And I said, stop taking it for 2 weeks. He said, all right, I'll do that. He goes, I fixed the problem. No big deal. Okay. He got about 4 days in and he called me and he said, oh my goodness, I feel terrible. And I said, that's the difference between getting to the source of a problem and fixing a problem. So he had come out to Vegas to see his mom, and he was visiting, and I sent him over to Stay Healthy, and he picked up the stomach repair, some digestive enzymes, some probiotics, a good multiple vitamin. I had him get some of the greens powder from Barlean's. I said, you need some greens in your gut. I said, you need to build up your system a little bit. I said, don't take the purple pill. I said, this will take a little while to get it going, but I guarantee you, you're getting to the source of the problem. And he did. And he's doing amazing. And he will not stop doing it. He is a huge advocate, waving the flag for the stomach repair. And he actually turned one of his partners in his law office onto the intestinal repair. And he's using that as well. When something works, we want to talk about it. And when something is amazing, we want to yell it. And when something makes a difference in our life, in our health, we want to tell everybody about it. And I think that's what happens with the line of products from Barlean's. People love it. They talk about it. I'll tell you what, when they came out with those seriously delicious CBD products, people were talking about it. People were dragging their friends over to the Barlean's booth to say, you've got to try this. And their eyes were rolling back in their head too. So when you find something that works and you find something that gives you a better quality of life and you can work on something as important as your stomach and your intestines, you're going to be really happy that you looked at these products. Check out the Platinum line, the intestinal repair, the stomach repair from Barlean's. You know, don't cover up the problem of your stomach. It's too important. And it's not like you get to just quit eating, like quitting smoking and quitting drinking. You stop. With your stomach and your intestines, you have to continue to eat, continue to drink beverages. So you're daily going to either be supporting it or abusing it. You're either going to be helping it work well, or you're going to be irritating and making it worse. It's up to us. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of products from Barlean's. You'll be glad that you did. These Platinum line of products, of two of them we talked about today, the stomach repair and the intestinal repair, you're going to love it. And don't forget, while you're there, check out the Seriously Delicious line of omega-3s and also the Seriously Delicious Lemon Drop and Chocolate Mint CBD. What a great way to get your CBD in, and your palate's going to love you for it. So all those products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know that Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? They are. And they're also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Go in and see what this fully packed store with the best of the best products has to offer you. I'll tell you, great products, the best of the best, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and they are making you comfortable in a full service environment, dishing out great peace of mind and information every single day. Become part of the Stay Healthy family. You'll be glad you did. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays from 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You'll be glad you went. Today we need to search out information, and we need to make sure that we're talking to people that's going to make our lives better and healthier and help us sort out the confusion and sift through the misinformation that's bombarding our emails and our phones and our minds and commercials and advertisements. And there's so much bad information out there that if they took it all away, I mean, there'd still be some left around the corner because there's just so much of it. And you have to remember that bad information and misinformation is usually saying all the things that we want to hear because they know what we want to hear. It doesn't make it truthful. It doesn't make it honest. It doesn't make it anything other than plain advertising. There's work involved in getting healthy. And the best way to do that work properly is to have people that you can talk to and people that you can enjoy the conversation, and those people become your go-to people in the field of health and nutrition and their Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll be glad you went. Great prices and the best of the best every single day in every category. I mean, it just makes perfect sense. I want to thank you all for tuning into the show here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. It's the Staying Healthy radio show, bringing you the best guest in the industry and always relevant topics. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of my awesome producer in Lotus Broadcasting, they record my shows and podcast them and archive them on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the shows and listen to them when it's convenient for you. I hope you have a great day, everyone. An awesome weekend. Happy Friday. Take care and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.